In volume 4 of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, 997, letter number 997. This is undated in the ninth day of Iyar, in Tovshin Dal, Brooklyn, New York. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I'm responding that you're asking, shall you buy a business in partnership with another person who doesn't keep Shabbos? But he's asking the Rebbe, so should he open a business with somebody else? In a way, the Rebbe says that the business is going to be open on Shabbos. You know, he says, oh, no, some business can be open on Shabbos, but it's still okay because sometimes there's ways of doing it through various different ways. But he says the other one is going to be, so I guess it must be another Jew. So he says the other Jew is going to make the money from Shabbos. He's going to make the money from the other days or something like that. So he wants to open up a partnership with him. But the Rebbe says that you know for sure that money which is connected to desecration of Shabbos, God forbid, he says, they don't, not only that they're wasted, but they also can drag other monies with them. So why should you go into such kind of businesses which are very likely, very, very much likely to lose, and they're very distant from bringing in profit? Rebbe doesn't suggest to him to get involved in that kind of a business. And Hashem Yisbarach, who feeds and supports everyone, will definitely provide for you your livelihood in a plentiful way, in a kosher way, so that you should be able to use all your livelihood for healthy and Jewish things. I would be very satisfied, happy to hear that you're setting up times for Torah learning with a group, and certainly you're going to make me happy by telling me the increase of the people that are participating in the studies, and they should also set up a time for study of the teaching of Chassidus with blessing and also regards to all those that participate in the Shiurim. And the Rebbe is attaching the Sikha Lag BaOmer of this year, and he should make sure to give other people the opportunity to study it as well. So, you know, basically, you see with the Rebbe, okay, there's the firm belief, and the Rebbe's firm belief and the Rebbe's advice is that you cannot be successful. That's what the Rebbe's belief is. Cannot be successful in a way if you violate the Torah. The success is not there. Now, this is a very difficult concept for people to accept and believe, because if you have, talking sometimes to some people, if you have a cash register and, you know, you ring up that much receipts on Shabbos, what are you going to tell me? That there's no money coming in on Shabbos? You know, money's coming in on Shabbos because that's what the business is. A lot of people, when they came from Europe to this country, they had to work on Shabbos, so they said, because if they don't work on Shabbos, they don't have bread to put on the table. They won't live, you know, they don't live. But yet, other people who insisted that they want to keep Shabbos, they lived and they had bread on the table eventually. So which really means, in their mindset, they had a very hard time to accept it, that this could really take place. But the Rebbe is telling us over here, once again, in the Rebbe's 100% belief in what the Torah says, that it's Hashem that feeds each one of us. We make a vehicle for God. It's not that our ideas, our wit, or our business, we're able. It's God that gives it. And the Rebbe says that you cannot outsmart God, in other words. And therefore, if one accepts that it's God that provides for your livelihood, so then you follow the rules that God put down. If you believe in the rules of God, and you believe that God gives the right, so therefore, what point is it to go and do business which won't bring you parnas? And the Rebbe also says that it actually drags in other money with it. We know that what really counts is what happens at the end of the day, If you work very, very hard, right, and you work and do, try everything, and at the end of the day you buy a stock, which makes you like 25 times as much or whatever it makes you the investment, it'll make you a lot more than anything that you work for, you know. And sometimes, what the point I'm trying to say is, it's the total. It's what happens at the end of the year. What happens in the end. It's not what happens on a day to day. Even when you're ringing the cash register, ask in all businesses, you know, in any business, there's a good day, there's a slow day, there's a fast day. Sometimes it goes very slow, and you can't despair when it goes very slow because it catches up on the other time. And you can't get overly excited when it gets too good because there's another quiet day against it. So there's an expression also said that the wealthy man is, that the world is like a wheel of fortune. The person that has everything going on him, he's sitting on the top of the wheel, he's right on top over there, and he's saying, I own the whole world, you know, he has all the success, he has all the money, he has all the power. He said, listen, don't be too, you know, too excited, too arrogant, because it's a wheel, you know, it goes down too, so, you know, you don't know, you're not going to be there forever. And the guy who's on the bottom of the wheel, he is broken at his level, you know, he has tsuris, and he has hardships, and he has problems, and he is besides himself, he's depressed, and he's crying out. So listen, don't get excited, it's a wheel, the wheel is going to go to the top as well. So either situation is, you know, you have to stay, you know, focused and hopeful and pray to Hashem and be satisfied. Yes, go ahead.
So if you own a business, right, don't work the business and it's open on Shabbos.
Okay, so that's halachically.
I'm not looking at me.
But you can definitely make it in a way. I just want to tell you, you can definitely make it in a way. If you don't do any, see, there's a few things.
The National Wholesale Liquidators or Chabad.
Yeah.
Own it. And they're open on Shabbos.
And the internet businesses, there's a lot of different things that are open which don't involve any work from the person themselves. Right. So there's a few levels of it. And what I'm saying with the level, the worst, the biggest violation if the person themselves go in and they handle around the business. If they don't do that, that's already a tremendous step. Then there is a next step, is the business itself. How automated the business is. If it does not involve at all, the business is automated, you know, can you benefit from the Shabbat? So it gets very intricate and sometimes complicated, and you got to know very well exactly the halachas. Conceivably, it can be done in a way that the person will not lose anything from it and still will be able to keep the Shabbos 100%. But that requires a little bit looking into, knowing exactly the nature of each business. People own apartments, like they rent out their apartments, you know, they're making money. The Jewish people are landlords, right? And they have people, so they're making money on Shabbos from their property. You know, so there's a problem with renting out a business just for Shabbos. But if you're renting the person, you're renting up the place for the whole week, and they're also there for Shabbos, you know, there's a problem of just direct, but I mean, again, there's different levels. If you don't go into work for Shabbos, that is the first and most important level, not to go in yourself. The second step would be your business should be operating on Shabbos if it's operating in a way that is kosher. Sometimes you sell it to a non-Jew for the duration of the Shabbos, and you have them get a profit from that, or you hire them. There's various, I'm not an expert in that field, so we need somebody that know how to do this. But conceivably, there are many Jewish religious people in all kinds of businesses that they've figured out ways of being able to conduct their business and still keep the Shabbos and not have to violate the Shabbos. And then, but of course, on the very simplest level is just don't do anything on Shabbos or don't get involved in a business Shabbos. And not always the simplest level is the right answer, because we have to try to find ways to, we don't say just think it's prohibited, everything is not, no. You have to figure out how things are permitted to be done, halachically sound, by rabbis who really understand, who are fear of Hashem and want to do the right thing, right, to figure out and make sure that what the work is done is done in Brahman Shabbos.
Because he was in Boston, mm-hmm. Street Cafe.
Yeah.